Ladies and gentlemen, by special arrangement with famous artists of the air, the sponsor of this program presents Mr. Eddie Dowling in another episode of his Reminiscences of Victor Herbert.
You will ask any critic of the theater this question: what, in your opinion, is the greatest musical play ever produced in America? The answer undoubtedly would be the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919. What an aggregation of stars. Eddie Cantor, Marilyn Miller, Bert Williams, Ray Dooley, Johnny Dooley, Vernon Skenk, John Steele, Delisle Alder, Lucille Chalfont, Mary Sayers, George Lemaire, and if you'll pardon the conceit of my humble self, I also add to that cast just listen to both Irving Berlin, Dave Stanford, Gene Buck, McCarty, and Tim, and then picture the production supervised by that master showman, Clarence Ziegfeld, and you have what I consider the show of shows. Victor Herbert contributed music to several editions of the Follies. In fact, some of the ballet music in which Marilyn Miller danced for the Whipping Week was written by the great composer. The halls are filled with an opening night. The opening of the 1919 Follies held a succession of thrills to me. I had achieved from the Follies. And to crown it all, my mother saw me on the stage that night for the first time. My mother's a little old-fashioned, white-haired Irish lady, who up to that time had never traveled more than 10 miles away from our home, which is just outside of Scotland. On that eventful night, I was making up in my dressing room just before the show, when the boy came and told me a lady wanted to see me in the green room. I put on a bathrobe and hurriedly went downstairs. Imagine my surprise when I found it was my mother.
Hello, Eddie, darling.
Why, Ma, I'm glad to see you. What are you doing here, sweetheart?
I wanted to see you on this stage. Your father and I were going to surprise you. But his rheumatism was so bad he couldn't make the trip. So I made up my mind to come alone.
Why didn't you let me know?
Sure, how could I surprise you if I did that? What kind of a place is this, anyway? That blackguard that sold the tickets told me they were all gone. Even when I told him you were my boy.
Well, if I'd known you were coming here, I'd have reserved one. Gosh, the show's going to start in a minute. I don't know how I'm going to get your tickets.
Ain't you the leading man?
No. I'm only playing a small part. Wait a minute, here comes Victor Herbert. Maybe he can do something for us. Hello, Victor.
How are you, my boy? I just dropped in to wish all of you luck and to invite you to a little party in my apartment after the show tonight.
Thanks, Victor. Hey, Victor, this is my mother. She's come all the way from Providence to see the show, and there isn't a ticket to be had. You think you can do something?
Overture.
And there goes the overture. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, lad. You come with me, Mrs. Dowling. They'll find a place for you, or I'll give you my own seat. Come right up to the apartment when the show's over ready. I'll take your mother up with me.
Thank you. Well, this little incident was typical of Victor Herbert. He was always at a friend's disposal, no matter what it was. No wonder anyone who came in contact with him loved him. Well, I finished dressing and got downstairs just as the overture was about over. I was worried about my mother and looked through the peephole in the curtain to see if I could locate her. Imagine my surprise. True to his word, Victor got her a seat, all right. Right down in the orchestra pit of the music. They put in an extra chair for her. And now they're playing just the end of the overture. Soon came time for me to do my song. There goes the introduction of my number. As I walked out on the stage, my mother began to applaud for all she was worth.
When the Sultan goes out on a spree, they
he presents the hair of Peaky to me. Would you believe that every talking talky envies me? But I've got the best job in Turkey. I'm the guy who got the harem when the sultan goes away. Say, I'm a conscientious cult, and my heart is in my work. Say, the sultan tells me that I earn my pay. While he's gone, I keep them happy, and it keeps the wheels a-working in my knob. But if the sultan never saw the way I got his hair, and he would go out and engage someone else and gout over me. I'm the guy who got the hair, and I wouldn't pay a million for my job.
He's the guy who got the hair.
I got his hair in my other knee. Would go out and get somebody in to stand gas on me.
He's the guy who got the hair on, and he wouldn't take a million for his job.
Well, after I finished, my mother applauded so long, I was afraid that she'd break up the show. The audience must have guessed who she was and helped her out, because I did more encores that night than I ever did after. And now we come to the scene and a song that is the talk of the show, Mandy. And it was sung by that great little artist, Miss Ray Dooley. First, it was sung by some girls as a background for tap dance. And then Miss Dooley entered down a long flight of stairs dressed as a 7-year-old child singing the song. Responded to that number, and the rest of the show left no doubt in anyone's mind as to its success. After the final curtain, I went to my hotel I was living at, gave room from my mother, and then I hurried up to Mr. Herbert. The party was in full swing when I arrived, and the names of the guests, well, read like a page out of Who's Who in America. I was afraid my mother would be uncomfortable among so many strange people, and it gave me quite a surprise when I walked in to find her chatting away with Victor as though she'd known him all her life. I went over to ask her how she liked the performance. How'd you like the show, Ma?
It was pretty good. But you were the best one.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You don't mean I was better than Eddie Tanner and Bert Williams and Johnny Dooley and those big stars?
Indeed, I do. I want to warn you, Eddie. I didn't like that brazen thing that kept following you around, making eyes and trying to flirt with you. Let's keep away from that one.
Oh, that's only make-believe in the show, Ma. She's a nice girl off stage.
Is she now? Well, take my advice. Where there's so much smoke, there's bound to be a little fire.
Don't worry, Mrs. Dowling. I'll keep an eye on Eddie and see that he's a good boy.
Ah, Eddie's a fine boy, Mr. Herbert. He sends me $100 every week. And if you're half as good to your mother, someday you may be as big a man as he is.
That'll be fine, Mrs. Dowling. And now I'm going to introduce you to the man who produced the play you saw tonight, Mr. Ziegfeld. Oh, Flo.
Yes, what is it?
I want you to meet Eddie Dowling's mother. This is Mr. Ziegfeld.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Dowling? How did you like the show, Mrs. Dowling?
I was just telling Mr. Herbert, I don't see what you need all those people for. If you took some of them out, you could give my Eddie more to do.
Well, it's a little too late for that now, Mrs. Dowling. However, I'll think of that for next season. I'm even going to try to get Mr. Herbert to write some songs for me then.
I've got one already, and I think you'll like it.
Well, you got an orchestra here, and there's plenty of good voices. Why not try it out now?
Indeed, I will. Excuse me a moment.
Ah, he's a fine boy, that Mr. Herbert, Eddie. And if he ever comes to Providence, tell him to be sure and come and see me. And you can come too, Mr. Victor.
I certainly will, Mrs. Dowling.
I'll tell you how to get to the house. You take a trolley from the station.
Now, wait a minute, Ma. Mr. Victor won't be there for some time. We're
going to play one of Mr. Herbert's songs.
Listen like a good girl.
Took the song. It was sung in the 1920 follies and became very popular. I'll never forget Victor for his kindness and his understanding of my mother. She had a great time at the party, and to this day, you know, she never tires boasting her own friendship with the great composer. My mother wasn't alone in that. Everyone who was fortunate enough to know him was proud of the son. Certainly no one was ever more popular than the same lovable, musical genius.
This is Louis Reed announcing this program of the reminiscences of Victor Herbert, as told by Eddie Dowling, a production of Famous Artists of the Air.